Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad you came this morning. I have a question I want to ask you. Who remembers when they were born? Do any of you remember when you were born? Do you know where you were born? Could you share with us where you were born?
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Ooh, that's far away. Could you share with us where you were born?
Hawaii.
Where were you born?
Do you remember where you were born? Or has somebody told you where you were born? How about you, young man? Do you know where you were born? Do you know where you were born?
California.
California. What about you? Do you know where you were born?
Heaven, Papa.
Well, the reason why I asked you this is I wanted to tell you that I was born in Norway, Maine. I was born far on the East Coast from here, and I was born on December 28, 1962. And I want to read a verse in the Bible about being born. Do I have a volunteer? I see a young man sitting right here. Would you volunteer to read a verse in the Bible? He doesn't want to volunteer. Would you read a verse in the Bible for me?
Yeah. Hold my Bible. Okay, it starts right there.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Thank you so much for reading that for us. I found that's very interesting. And this morning, I want to tell you a story about another girl who was born in the state of Maine. Only she was born a long time before I was born in 1962. She was born in November of 1827. And this girl's name was Ellen. Have you ever heard of a girl named Ellen Harmon? She was born in the state of Maine, and when she was 9 years old, her parents moved to Portland, Maine. And when she was just a young girl, she was walking across a park in Portland, Maine, and I have been there to that park. And as she was walking across the park with her school friend and with her sister, there was another girl that they knew that got angry at them and was chasing them. And Ellen had been taught by her mother that whenever she was in danger, whenever anyone wanted to try to hurt her or harm her, she was to go home as quickly as possible. And she was doing that. But as her and her sister and her friend were going across the park to get away from this girl who had gotten angry at them for some little thing, she turned to look to see if the girl was getting close. And you know what happened? The girl who was angry threw a rock, and it hit Ellen right in the forehead. And you know, from the time I was a little girl, my mother and father taught me never to throw rocks at people because of what happened to Ellen. I learned never to throw rocks at people because when Ellen was hit by that rock, she fell to the ground almost like she was dead. Almost like she was dead. She fell to the ground unconscious, and she woke up a short time later in a man's shop, and her nose was bleeding. We know that her nose was broken. The rock hit her so hard that right on her nose, it was shattered, and she lost a lot of blood. When she got home with the help of her sister and her friend, they helped get her home. She lay in bed for almost 3 weeks. She lay in bed and didn't observe anything, didn't respond, didn't talk, didn't look around, didn't get up. She was very, very sick. And you know, some of the neighbors came to visit, and a kind neighbor even offered to buy a burial robe because the neighbor was so sure that this little girl was going to die because she had been injured so badly. How many of you are 9 years old? Are any of you 9 years old? Are you 8 years old? That would be a terrible thing for a little girl of 9 years old to die from being hit in the face with a rock. But you know, when this neighbor offered to buy a burial robe, Ellen's mother said, "No, no, not yet." Because for some reason, Ellen's mother believed that she would live. So I want to end my story today with this little girl laying sick in bed. And maybe another day I will tell you another story about this girl, Ellen, and how that God had a plan for her life. And we'll find out whether she did live, because the mother did not allow the neighbor to buy a burial robe for her, but she just lay there sick in her bed. So remember, as you go back to your seats, remember the story today, that God is watching over you, that he knew you even before you were formed in the belly, and he knew you before you were born, and God does have a plan for you. He has a plan for you, just like he had a plan for this little girl, Ellen, who was injured so badly when she was 9 years old. So please go back to your seats and pick up the offering in the little plates as you go.